makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang umaga, Marge, at maraming salamat sa pagsama sa amin ngayong araw.
Magandang umaga rin, Syvel.
Let's go back to how you started. How did you start to be passionate about flowers?
I started working with flowers in 2000 because I got involved with my husband's work. He was managing a flower farm. We're mainly growing tulips and oriental lilies and Asiatic lilies in the glass house in a controlled temperature. And then I thought, why not study floristry because I like flowers. And when I start to work with colors and textures, I thought, oh, I like this and I think I'm good at it. So that's when I started in 2000. Then 2003, I started doing markets, little markets in Penrith and Campbelltown. So I studied at TAFE Padstow for 2 years. And then we have a little hobby farm, aside from managing another big farm that supplies interstate as well.
So you have a lot of farms, like 2 farms?
No. We're managing for somebody else. Growing mainly tulips and lilies and hyacinths. Yeah. And then in 2011, we thought, why not do our own thing and just grow for ourselves? And
so, Marge, you studied, right? You studied floristry. How long did you study that? And was it difficult for you?
No, because I get to work with different flowers that you don't even buy in a flower market. Yeah, it was just 2 years. At first, I was studying by myself, borrowing books from the library.
Yep.
And then I thought, I have to do this really properly and have to go to TAFE. That's how I did it. Yeah.
So you've been doing this for, let's say, more than a decade now?
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. It's a big
milestone. Actually, looking back, my styles from before is really different from what I'm doing now. And the flowers I use, I think that comes with experience.
So can you tell the difference, Marge?
Oh, yeah, I look at the pictures.
Yeah.
And I think my style now is more classy.
Classy now. But with before, it's more of like, you know,
I just use common flowers.
Common
like
flowers.
Gerberas and roses. Roses are always special. You see it everywhere. And lilies. But now I work with different flowers that not everybody knows.
I mean,
florist knows them, of course.
Yeah,
like different textures. Even we use berries. We use just branches and different colors, different textures. I love it.
Okay.
It's like landscaping.
Wow. What would be your favorite flowers?
Oh, every season I've got different favorites. In winter, I like working with ranunculus.
How does it look like?
It's like roses.
It looks like roses, okay.
But they actually last longer. Like it lasts 2 weeks, and they got beautiful colors. It's like winter rose, because roses, you cannot grow it in winter, only in a glass house. And then in spring, I like sweet peas and freesia. They smell really nice. Like I'm in another dimension when I work with them, and or I pick them in a hot house.
Wow.
Yeah, and in summer I still like roses and
Rhizanthus, well.
And I like my natives, the King Proteas, leucodendrons. They're great to work with, and Warata, of course.
Warata.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like you change your what do you call this? The flower that you like every season.
Yeah. I got some sorts of favorites. But
yeah,
of course, I try to work with flowers that I listen to what the people want. Like, of course, it's not I'm preparing it for them, so it's not only about me.
Okay.
It's about them.
Okay, so them first, and then you come after
them. I'm helping them express their emotions through flowers.
Wow, that's very good to know. So, Marge, how did you turn your passion into business? So you studied, right?
Yes,
that's what you do.
I still do. You have to keep growing, or else you wouldn't be happy. That makes me really wake up early in the morning. I'm passionate with giving them the great value flowers. I mean, every week, fresh, and I don't sacrifice the quality. And I do master classes still, and I did just recently the installation, flower walls. They're in fashion for weddings. Yeah, and I always buy books, and I keep looking at the what's new, look at Instagram or Facebook, social media.
So you always do research, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
That makes that makes my work exciting. You don't stop growing. You keep learning.
So, you know, starting the business has never been that difficult for you.
There's a lot of humps and bumps, of course. Like when I was not known yet, I sell the flowers too cheap. I just realized that later on. because I like to be known. So, I mean, so that they will buy from me.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I don't have to push myself. It paid off.
Yeah.
Like my reputation have been built up. And yeah, it's word of mouth and I love it. And yeah.
Okay. So like before, like you actually sell it for a cheaper price and now people are coming to you and buying it.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I'm not that confident yet. So it's like I feel guilty when I'm selling it actually in a higher price, which is the right price. But it's not that high.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. So you went through that hardship before enjoying reputation now. Yeah.
Like anybody else, when you start a business, sometimes you got financial, like when you run out of resources, we have buy seedlings, bulbs, flowers, seeds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That thing I have to learn to watch my numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just buy and buy.
Okay.
Yeah, I try to plan how many we have to grow in certain months. Yeah, seasons as well.
So you always plan as well. You do the planning as well. Okay.
Yeah.
So Marge, do you still sell flowers in a market like now?
Yeah, I have a big one at Wollongong every Friday.
Wow, you have one.
And
wow.
Saturdays I do Highlands and Goulburn. And then Sunday I have a break.
From where do you live?
Highlands. In between Mossvale and Goulburn.
Okay. But Wollongong, is it near that?
No, an hour and a half.
No, yeah, it's a bit an hour and a half. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where we make our living.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I noticed that the flowers you post in social media, they are all fresh. So where do you get this?
Most of them we grow, the seasonals. Mm-hmm. That's why we moved to the Highlands, better soil, better rainfall distribution.
Yeah.
And we can grow more northern hemisphere flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the common flowers, I buy them straight, source them straight from the growers.
Oh.
Vietnamese growers, actually,
mm-hmm.
like the gerbera, the lilies. I grow lilies too, but they flower in November to January. When I don't have them, I source it from another grower. So I'm sure that what I'm providing my customers are fresh every week.
Yeah, that's what I saw as well on your social media. They're all really fresh and really lovely to look at.
Yes.
So are you the one who take care of the social media side of the business?
Yes.
You are the one.
Ooh. Yes, I wear a lot of hats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the bookkeeper, everything.
I'm going to be honest to you, it's really lovely.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're really great.
Thank you.
You're like a social media expert.
Yeah. Instagram, A&M Flowers, Highlands, they have to check it out. And Facebook, A&M Flowers.
Yeah, let's invite our listeners, okay?
Yeah,
so flowers. Whatever she said a while ago, go into that.
Thank you.
So, Marge, last year I interviewed a Filipina-Australian florist whose name is Nika Gepayo, and she said to me that designing flowers is a form of therapy for her.
Oh, yes.
But how about you? What does designing flowers do to you?
It's very fulfilling
when
you create something beautiful. Yeah, because I'm working with beauty. So, and nature. It's very fulfilling. And also, I feel like it's like a purpose. You're serving, you're providing quality flowers in a reasonable price. I try to bring flowers to everyday people, not just to weddings and special occasions. I do them too, weddings and funerals. But I like the flowers to be in everybody's house because it lifts up spirit. Yeah, when you watch flowers, you see life inside your house if you have it in your house. So, that's what I try to convey.
I've checked on your social media and the messages there are, like flowers feed the soul. Every flower is a soul blossoming in nature.
Yes, indeed.
And I must have flowers always. Yes, always.
So
these are the messages I saw on your social media site. So should I say that this is also your concept about flowers?
Yes, definitely.
That you look at it as having its own soul?
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like looking at life,
Okay.
It's having it inside your house. It's a flower's got a soul. Yeah.
Okay, sure. So, you know a lot about flower designing, Marge. So, what are the important things you always consider in doing your floral arrangement?
Texture. Colors, harmony. Yeah, it must blend. Like when you watch this, these two colors together, they just blend in my eye.
Mm-hmm.
Those things, yeah.
Okay,
they shouldn't clash. It shouldn't be too much, yeah.
Okay, so what are your favorite color combinations?
personally, I like pinks and purples and greens together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes I go simple, just white, silver. I like white flowers and green flowers.
Oh, green flowers. I haven't seen a green flower yet.
they're beautiful. Just simple, like this bud chrysanthemum. They have green ones. Greenish roses. White but greenish.
Yeah.
Greenish lilies.
We only get to see the beautifully designed flowers that was created by you. But if you can tell one thing to us that we don't see in being a florist, what is it?
Of course.
Can you tell us something about it?
Every work, it comes with passion and love of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of hard work there, actually,
behind
the beautiful flowers. Mm-hmm. A lot of thinking.
A lot of thinking.
I think it's like when I work with flowers, I convey my emotions too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, and you see, there's a lot of planning there. Behind that flowers, what should I grow in this season?
Mm-hmm.
How much should I grow? How many? And yeah, what colors?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a lot of thinking and a lot of hard work.
Okay.
So it's really like selling the flowers. I am giving something from myself.
So what is the best thing about being a florist, Marge?
Being a florist is creative freedom.
Creative freedom.
That's one thing I enjoy. I like being I enjoyed being a florist because I have that, especially when I've given, even for the brides.
Mm-hmm.
Whose flowers I make. When they give me creative freedom, they just tell me what colors they like and a bit of what style.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I work with my my craftsmanship. Yeah.
I also know, Marge, that you also have like 2 children, right?
Yeah.
And a husband. So you're doing it at the same time. You're being a mother, a wife, and then a florist at the same time. So how do you manage that?
Well, at the moment, it's easier now because my kids are grown up. They're very sensible. They're very helpful and responsible as well. And my oldest son, he's 16, and he's involved in the farm. He likes farming.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, he likes planting and working with the plants.
So it's more of like family bonding as well.
Oh, yes. We're very close because we bond together while here at the farm. You know, they become grounded because of growing up in the farm, I think. And in the beginning it was difficult when the kids are smaller. They have their needs as well. But now they're grown up.
So they're helping you a lot as well.
Yeah, and we're not forcing them. They enjoy it.
That's good to know.
Yes.
So, Marge, what would be the piece of advice you could give to those who want to be a florist like you someday?
Oh, okay. Follow your passion if you like working with flowers. First of all, do your TAFE or, you know, certificate. You have to know the basics, the theory, and keep growing, keep learning by doing master classes and buying books like how I do it. Yeah, so you don't stick in just one style. But every florist, actually, I've learned, they got their own style. You can identify yourself from your style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I like being if it's me, more organic, natural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, that's in fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Wiring is not at the moment in fashion. Before, you wire everything, especially for weddings. But now it's in fashion, the wild, natural, like wildflowers, just like a bunch of flowers from the garden. That's in fashion. So there's a trend.
Okay.
So what I advise is follow your heart if you like to work with flowers.
Mm-hmm.
But experience will make you a master of your craft.
So follow your heart and
experience.
These are all essential.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you very, very much, Marge, for sharing your story to us.
Thank you very much, Saibo.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino. sbs.com.au/Filipino.